Today is Tuesday, December 12th, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, and the author and blogger and the CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I have done, the fears that I have faced, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. Today, I am going to tell you about a place that I have been with the food that I have tried and love. So, I like crepes. Didn't know how much I liked crepes, probably until I went to France, where you could get some of the best crepes ever. Maybe because it's a French thing. I actually am not quite sure. But there is a crepe place. Sorry, I got something in my throat. There is a crepe place in Strasbourg. It's like literally pretty much right across from Notre Dame de Strasbourg, that beautiful cathedral. It's like literally right across from that. It's a very small crepe place. And I would absolutely love to tell you the name of this place, but it's in French and I cannot figure out how to pronounce it. But I have been there now 3 times. The first time we went was, I don't know, I want to say 5 years ago, but I'm not quite sure if that is correct. I went with my husband and our daughter. We went in there after looking at a whole bunch of the Christmas stalls in Strasbourg. We were hungry. And as usual, I'd gotten a sweet crepe because I love it when they put strawberries and bananas and chocolate in a crepe. I don't know why. I absolutely do. And usually they put some whipped cream and chocolate syrup on it, and it tastes so, so good. Then the second time we went to Strasbourg, I ordered the same exact thing. Yeah, I know. I'm a creature of habit. So, however, this last time my husband and I went to Strasbourg, it was all by ourselves. It was, well, it's been almost a month now. We went for Thanksgiving and we did our usual, well, not really our usual, you know, we walked around, the markets. We went in to the cathedral, which is absolutely gorgeous. It's going to have to be another podcast all by itself. And then my husband asked me what I wanted to eat because we were hungry. And I told him, I said, I really, really, really want to go to that crepe place. I love that crepe place. It wasn't quite lunchtime yet, but it was definitely past breakfast time. Wasn't really sure what I wanted. And he suggested that I go for a savory crepe. I wasn't too sure, but I figured why not? I'd give it a shot. So this time I ordered ham, cheese, and egg crepe. I waited, and my husband had a pretty good view of the kitchen, so he was able to watch the lady as she made the crepes. I didn't, but that's okay. I sipped my espresso while I was waiting. The crepes came out, and you got to start cutting the crepe. I mean, how else are you going to eat it? So I did, and the first bite was like, wow. Like, there was a little bit of everything in that crepe. A little bit of ham, a little bit of cheese, a little bit of egg. It was so, so good. For a savory crepe, that wowed me. I mean, it was absolutely delicious. And I think I ate almost that entire crepe. And let me tell you, those crepes are big. I mean, they are seriously big crepes. But I don't even know how the lady did it or the chef. I don't know how they did it. But that entire crepe was filled with ham, very thinly sliced ham, cheese, and the egg. And I'm pretty sure the egg was what we would call sunny side up, because eventually the yolk broke and it was good. It was so good. I can't tell you enough good things about this. And I would absolutely love to tell you the address of this place, but I honestly don't know the address. If you look at the picture of this podcast, you will see a picture of the place. You could probably Google it because I honestly cannot figure out how to say it. I could only tell you that this crepe place, it's in Strasbourg. It is across from the cathedral. It is worth going to. There's not a lot of seating, but I have also noticed that the restaurants in Strasbourg don't have a lot of seating. They're all small places, but the food is delicious. And these crepes are right up there with all the delicious goodness. So my suggestion to you, if you are going to visit the Christmas markets in Strasbourg, or, you know, even if you're not going to visit the Christmas markets in Strasbourg, maybe you live in Strasbourg, maybe you're going to go there in a couple of months and the markets aren't going to be up. That's okay, because I'm pretty sure that this crepe place is open all year round. I could be wrong, but I imagine that they are open all year round. So if you're getting ready to go visit Strasbourg for whatever reason, or if you live there and you have never been to this crepe place, I would highly suggest you go there. Don't bother to tell them that you listen to, well, I mean, if you want to tell them that you listen to my podcast and I recommended it, you can. But when it comes to podcasts, people don't really know me. You know, I'm not one of those high priority podcasts that people listen to, which is okay. Maybe one day I'll get there. But for now, if you're listening to this podcast about this great place in Strasbourg, which is across from the cathedral in Strasbourg, I would highly, highly, highly recommend you go there and have a crepe. You could get savory, you could get sweet, you can get a coffee, you could get a hot chocolate. It's all good. I don't think that lady would make anything that isn't good. So, you know, look at the menu and choose. In all honesty, I didn't take a really good look at the menu. I just zoomed in on what I thought I would really like. And, you know, my husband's like, hey, you should try this. Like, hey, that's what I was looking at too. So they have it. The ham, cheese, and egg crepe. Absolutely delicious. If you're looking for something sweet, I love strawberries and bananas with the chocolate. I think they give you whipped cream with that too. And I'm not sure if ice cream is available to go on the side or whatever, but I just know both of those are really, really good. Give them a try. You know, go with a friend, go with your husband, go with your wife, go with your sister, whatever. You guys could order the two different things and you could try them together. I don't know. It's just a suggestion. What else? I don't know what else. I just know that that place is really good. The food is delicious. The crepes are delicious. And like I said, it's in Strasbourg, France, right across from the cathedral. You really can't miss it. Plus, the picture of this podcast is that place on the outside. And I can't say any more good things about it. Well, I mean, I could try to, but all I know is it's delicious. And whenever I go there, you know, you would think that I go there a lot, but I don't. The three times that I have been to Strasbourg, I have made sure each time that I have gone to this crepe place because I love it so much. And there's really good memories in that place. So wherever you are in this world, and if you're listening to this podcast and you are going to go to Strasbourg, France, for whatever reason, I highly recommend this crepe place. And if you don't like it, I am very sorry, but I think you will like it. So go ahead, check it out. Okay, I think I've gone on enough about that. In the meantime, I want to say thank you so much for listening to my podcast about the crepes in Strasbourg, France. And if you like what you heard, if you like any of my podcasts, I would love it if you would subscribe to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. If you're on Twitter, I would love it if you would follow me. My Twitter handle is at SRKBear. My YouTube channel is Kat and Smith. That's KatAndSmith. I do have one or two new YouTube shorts for you to check out. I am on LinkedIn, Kathleen Smith. My blog is KathleenSmith.org. And yes, I actually have a new blog for you to read. It is about the Christmas markets in Strasbourg and Colmar, and just the beautiful markets there and how gorgeous it all looks and the spectacular of it all. And yeah, I think you got it. My books, Miscarriages, My Story, Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate, and Hey You, Moments to Remember. Listen, it's pretty simple. My books are all on paperback, the Kindle, Kindle Unlimited, audio. If you've ever had a miscarriage and you just don't know how to handle it, one of the reasons why I wrote my book, well, the biggest reason why I wrote my book was to help other women to get through their miscarriages. In the process of writing my book, I managed to heal emotionally, which I did not expect from my book. But yeah, the writing process actually helped me, and I hope reading it helps you. And please know that you're not alone when it comes to that miscarriage. I know the pain. I know the suffering. I know the loss. It's not easy. So I want you to know that you're not alone, and I hope that book helps you. Miscarriages, my story. Brooklyn raised, living upstate. Yes, I grew up in Brooklyn. Yes, I left Brooklyn and I moved to upstate. Is there a very big difference between the two? Oh, you betcha. Was it easy for me? No, but I did it. Want to get a good laugh? It's there. Want to cry a little bit? It's there. And listen, I'm not telling you that this is the greatest book in the world to ever read. In fact, it might be the worst book you ever read or listen to. But you don't know until you try. And you know, if it's an audiobook, I think you could return it. So there you go. What else? Oh, apps. Yes, quickly. We have a new app. My company, Bears with Apps, has a new app out there. It is called, and I know this is going to sound strange, but it is called Sir Dress-A-Lot. It was going to be Make-A-Night, but we could not use that name. Well, I mean, we did have it under that name, but we had to change it, unfortunately, because I thought that was really cool. So now it is available back in the App Store under Sir Dress-A-Lot. Have fun with it. Your toddlers can play with it. Your kids can play with it. Your teenagers can play with it. Adults can play with it. It's simple, but it is fun. Give it a shot. Why not? Hey, you know, all of our apps are a money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it, wherever you are in this world, you can return it. I prefer it if you don't, but, you know, I've done it too. I've gotten an app I didn't like, and I returned it, so there. So I would appreciate it, and especially around this time of the year, you know, it's Christmas time, if you would give our apps a try. We have a bunch of apps for you or your family to try. And I'm really, 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 really looking forward to seeing how people like our new app, Sir Dress-A-Lot, and I hope you love it. I do know a couple of little people who love it, so there's that. I think that's it. Honestly, I can't remember. So thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Crepes in Strasbourg, France, on Kathleen's Corner. And wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And thank you so very much. And I'll be back when I'm back. Have a great day, afternoon, evening. Bye-bye.